bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
The Escape Pod on Joy and via podcast at joy.org.au/escape pod.
You're in the Escape Pod with Russ Masterton and Joe Pryor. Melissa Head, welcome to the Escape Pod.
Hi. Hey guys, how are you?
We're fine. Now, you've come down from Port Douglas, or you're a Melburnian. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Sure, I'm actually a Melburnian. We're based in Docklands, and we have received the contract to present and produce Carnival up in Port Douglas in May.
So how long has Carnival been going?
Carnival's been running for 22 years. It's an amazing event.
Is this your first year at managing it?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, so it's
okay.
Very exciting.
There's no pressure.
No pressure, yes. So we're taking our Spiegel Tent Theatre up to Port Douglas. So I couldn't have chosen the most furthest way to take the Spiegel Tent to, but what a paradise to go to.
Is it the same Spiegel Tent that we have here in Melbourne? Is that the one you're referring to, or is it just tents pop up everywhere and these fabulous people travel and perform in these tents all over the world?
Yes,
understand.
Pop-up one. It's been located at Docklands the last 2 years.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's something that I, as a local, didn't know about. Did you know we had a Spiegel Tent down at Docklands?
I inadvertently went past it the other day when I attended the new exhibition on the war, the Anzac Memorial Exhibition that's on down the back of the exhibition centre.
Ah.
It's absolutely stunning.
Okay.
Even if you just are not sure that you would like it, you will love it.
Mm.
It's the interpretation.
Yes.
Is simply amazing. Every single element, you will be surprised. And of course, it's executed with military precision.
Right.
There is no possible way that you could get lost. You are greeted by serving and retired members of the forces. It's just amazing.
Mm. Awesome.
So a little thing to do down towards that part of town.
Lovely.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that tip. We are full of tips here, but today's main tip is everyone's got to be heading to Port Douglas, don't they?
Port Douglas in May. Book your flights.
So Carnival, it's been going for 20 odd years.
Yeah.
And it sounds absolutely wonderful. I mean, that part of Australia is iconic
it's
and beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. It's one of the old wonders of the world, so the Daintree Rainforest, the 4 Mile Beach.
Yeah, Cape Tribulation.
Cape Tribulation.
Right.
It's just stunning. Every view is a postcard view.
And you're going to become an expert on this part of Australia now,
absolutely.
By the sounds of
well,
it.
Well, I was already a little bit of an expert. I used to go up there holidaying every year, and I still do, at least twice a year.
Nice.
And that's how I heard about the tender for the event.
Awesome. And
yeah.
So it's a great place to go to during our winter here in Melbourne,
absolutely.
Isn't it?
Absolutely, and a lot of people travel up there. We've also got, there's a lot of, at the marina, there's a lot of yachties head up there as well. So the super yachts are coming up to the Port Douglas Carnival as well.
Is there a history to Carnival?
The history of Carnival, originally, it was the kickoff of the sugar season.
Ah, the sugar cane
season. And now it turned into a kickoff of the tourism season because it's become it was a fishing village way back then with the sugar cane, and now it's a tourism kickoff.
No, it was only 20 years ago, though.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you. I think I was in Port Douglas 20 years ago. It was still fairly big.
Yeah, but they kick off the tourism season now.
Oh, right. Okay. Excellent. Joe Camilleri is going to be part of the event, isn't he?
Absolutely. Joe Camilleri and the Black Sorrows are heading up to Port Douglas. They're going to be headlining our Port on a Fork event of music and wine and dancing in the moonlight.
And what date is that event?
That's on Saturday the 21st of May. And
okay.
That's located in the most stunning a park in Port Douglas called the Rex Smeal Park, and has a line of palm trees. And when the sunset comes down, Mother Nature puts on a show of herself before we all kick off dancing and tasting all of local Port Douglas produce.
Wow. So logistically, how do people go about getting involved in Carnival? Do they book tickets? Do they, for individual events? Is it for the whole event? Do they get their airfares? Where do they stay? What do they do?
Well, what they do, the Spiegel Tent will be running from May 12th to the 22nd. All the Port Douglas Carnival events will be running over the weekend of the 19th to the 22nd. All ticketed events are online at carnival.com.au.
So you buy tickets individually for each event?
You can buy tickets individually. There's a lot of free events as well. There's a free music festival on the Sunday, and there's a free family beach day on the Saturday. So there's plenty to do for all ages, and accommodation-wise, there is there's all suitable for all budgets. One of our sponsors is QT Resorts up there, and they cater to families and all sorts of budgets. And
terrific.
And there's Mantra Group, and there's the Mirage, and there's Caravan Park. There's all types of accommodation available.
So no excuse
in Port
not
Douglas.
To go.
No
excuse.
Get yourselves up
and
there.
And where do you fly into Cairns? Yep.
Yeah, you would fly into Cairns. And how far is it from Cairns Airport to Port Douglas?
It's less than an hour's drive. Excellent. From Cairns to Port Douglas.
And depending
and
on
beautiful,
who you stay
the
with.
Most beautiful state.
Yeah, you can normally get a shuttle, can't you? There's
you
shuttles
can, yeah.
operating.
There's yeah. shuttles operating.
Is there anything
continuously
for the actual
all
So. Is there anything special for the Carnival in terms of shuttling people around to different events within Port Douglas?
We're working on that at the moment. Everything's pretty much walking distance between each event. So once you're in Port Douglas, you can walk everywhere, which allows you to have a little tiddly, I guess. We're sponsored by Brown Brothers.
So it sounds like...
Swizzle, I think we better go.
Swizzle and a swazzle.
That's right. Dance to Joe Camilleri and just get into your Brown Brothers.
And party in paradise.
That's right.
I think we're expecting Melbourne to be quite empty over that weekend. Because it sounds like all of Victoria's, you know, heading up to Port Douglas.
Well, do you know what? Most people that have purchased tickets for shows at the moment are from Melbourne.
Really? So, of course, you can already tell that from the data mining, I guess, of the ticketing situation. So it's all from Melbourne.
Oh, so at the moment, yeah, there's a lot of people purchase tickets from Melbourne already. Yeah.
And some of these headline acts are fantastic. I mean, Jamoyne, who I love, every time
he's
in the comedy festival here in Melbourne, he's just a classic, and the Krensky sisters. So you've really got a great bunch of people.
Oh, hilarious. Yeah, they're wonderful.
Okay. And so what... What's the background as far as the Carnival itself's been operating for 20-odd years, and has it grown much over the years, and has it become a really an iconic event each year that operates in far North Queensland?
Yes, Port Douglas Carnival is a massive event for North Queensland. It's a very localised event, and it's an opportunity for locals to showcase all their produce, the restaurants. I've never had a bad meal in Port Douglas. It is stunning chefs creating amazing dishes up there everywhere you go.
That's great. Are we going? Joe?
Are we going? Oh, gosh, I don't know. I haven't been to Port Douglas for a little while. I remember dinner at Nautilus, I think, on the cliff.
Nautilus, yes, up the top.
I remember that. And
it's famous up there. It's been running for 60 years.
Yeah, it's quite gorgeous. So I do remember that. And, of course, I always think of Christopher Skase when I think of Port Douglas. I just can't get that connection out of my head. I think of the marina.
Of Mirage,
right, yes.
Is that where you used to hang out, Joe?
I have stayed there. I have stayed there on a familiar...
It's a queen of cocktails, this one.
We used to have them Queensland Tourism Industry conferences up there.
Ah, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Very nice.
So, yes, I have stayed there.
Well, I'm almost embarrassed to say that I've never been.
Get out of town.
This is your year.
Bad travel agent. Bad travel agent.
Well, with the dollar the way it is, I mean, it's a great opportunity for locals to travel locally and, it's too expensive to go overseas now, so come up to Port Douglas.
What's some of the produce that they'll be showcasing out there? What did they locally produce?
Well, locally, chocolate, Daintree chocolate.
Oh, my God.
Ice cream.
Tropical fruits, mangoes, all your local ones. And, of course, the seafood. Oh, my God, the seafood.
Yes.
I mean, buckets of prawns galore up there it's amazing.
Yeah.
Whenever you are, there's barramundi, all your fresh coral trouts, and the seafood's amazing.
Isn't it? Red Emperor's beautiful up there.
Yeah. You can't, the seafood up there, you cannot get anywhere better.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you won't have it down here once you've had it up there.
No, all right. Okay, I'm sold. I have to say I'm sold. And so there'll be lots of little, I love a carnival. I love a trash and treasure sale. I love everything
so
like
does
that.
Everybody
so celebrating.
It's
a party.
I was going to say, is there a theme this year that all the floats and things are done on?
Yeah, our theme this year is the wonders of the tropics. So all the floats are, so far the Daintree Rainforest have put in a float, so they'll be showcasing the Daintree Rainforest. It could be the Crocs in Frocs. They're up there, the local football team generally.
I'm in. I'm in. I want to see the Crocs in Frocs.
There's lots of feathers. There's lots of sequins. Yes. It's a very colourful parade, and it's something the locals all get right into.
Okay,
so that goes down the main street of Port Douglas?
Down the main street, and it's a big celebration. There's carnival rides at night as well, and local musicians playing. This year we've got a container art park.
Oh, that sounds
happening.
Cool.
So there's all the local artists are showing their art.
They did that in Miami.
Yeah.
And it was such a success. That's terrific to hear.
It's happening in Port Douglas.
Fantastic.
Well, you know, Crocs in Frocs has got me interested. I would love to be up there for that. Jo's rolling her eyes in the back of her head and saying,
make sure they turn
not this again.
Do you know, crocodile goes in one spot and that's as a handbag.
Of course it does. Of course it does. Well, maybe we could get a
Kelly bag for you.
Yeah, I think I need one. You know, I am a bit of a glutton for. I love going driving through towns in Victoria and you know, seeing their Saturday fetes and their Saturday carnivals on, and you know, stopping and going through a bit of a trash and treasure store or buying some honey or plants or all of that sort of stuff. Well,
there's a massive Sunday market in Port Douglas, which happens every Sunday, which will be part of the event as well. So you can take your own piece of paradise home.
I love it.
I think it's a good idea.
Chocolate as well. I mean,
chocolate. Yes. Yeah.
You know,
I'm going to make a chocolate cocktail for the Spiegel tent. Chocolate infused.
This is wonderful. Would you recommend a chocolate infused cocktail, Jo? Come on.
It'd be delicious for dessert.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Lisa, how do you like to travel and where?
Oh, I love travelling everywhere and new experiences. My favourite holiday destination is Port Douglas, but I also love going to Honkers and overseas and London. And
so where did Port Douglas become your special space?
We started going up there, my partner and I, and it was a place to escape. Escape when you work so hard and you're busy with your business, and we'd go up there once or twice a year after a heavy time.
So when did you start going up?
Started going up 10 years ago.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So you will have seen some of the things change, even just in the main street, the supermarket that's been built and things.
Yes,
like that.
Yes. Yeah. Coles is there now, and there's a little a court with various shops in there. Yeah.
And what's your favourite place to stay when you're there?
My favourite, we've been staying at QT a little bit lately.
Yep.
But there's several other options. I've stayed at Pepper's there in Port Douglas. It's got a little natural beach.
Oh, yes.
In the swimming pool.
Yep.
Which is great. We had my partner's 50th birthday at the Silky Oaks out in the rainforest area. And that's a pretty stunning sort of place.
Is that
it's a very relaxation, massages and...
Yes, is that the place that's got an environmental accreditation rating?
That's right, yeah. And we've also had our baby moon there and taken my daughter up there.
Nice.
I've not heard of a baby moon.
A baby moon, yes. You take your baby there after it's born and...
Great, and all the other guests check out. Because I bloody would if I found out there was a baby moon.
Can you tell Jo hasn't had any kids?
There are other hotels that don't have babies.
By the way, she's up for babysitting at any time.
Yes, if it has four legs and a tail. Everybody knows that. I'm very trustworthy with dogs and cats.
Yeah, so I've experienced Port Douglas as a couple's retreat as well as a family retreat as well.
I love the idea for the 50th. I've just turned 50.
It was wonderful.
Listening.
Well, the family party up there.
Yeah, I love listening how people celebrate and enjoy, you know, the half century. So
yeah.
absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
So what do we do about buying tickets to this awesome event that
we go online, I think.
Is that the way to go?
Pop online, yeah, pop online. Just go to carnival.com.au. All the show tickets will be on sale, and then of course you've got to purchase your air flights. And
can people do all that from that site? Can there links to go and get accommodation and airfares, or is it better to just do that separately?
We will have some links there, but Jetstar recently had a good sale on. I'd watch out for the sales.
Mm.
There's quite a few sales happening at the moment, and Jetstar recently had one, which we booked a lot of our tickets for there.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
And I think Qantas and Virgin have a sale on at the moment.
Yeah, and I believe Tiger flies there as well. So you've got a wide choice of airlines that fly there. And then the best of the accommodation places I find these days is something like Trivago or Hotels Combined.
Yeah.
It's one of those sites that lists all of your discounted hotel places.
Yeah, and they've all got deals on.
Yeah, they've all got deals for them. So you've got your Expedias and your Hotels.com all come under one umbrella, and that's how you know you're going to get the best deal for that particular hotel you're looking for. So
And then for things to do, you can go to Tourism Port Douglas and Daintree to their website, because you've got stunning day trips. Head out the Barrier Reef's like 15 minutes away by boat.
Try to remember that everybody comes back on the dive boat, though. Do a head count.
Yeah. I'm sure they will. And it's stunning out there. That's a real nature experience in itself. There's turtles and all the beautiful Barrier Reef.
You could do a Whitsunday cruise as well. There's some
all
beautiful
the cruising,
options.
There's sunset cruises. That marina, they have like over 4,000 people come through there in a day, with people doing day trips and cruise liners popping in and P&O stops in at Port Douglas as well.
So, and for a far north Queensland virgin, I'll call myself that, what is the story? So why Port Douglas over Cairns, and what's the deal there? Is Cairns just the big city that everybody flies into there, but to get out to somewhere gorgeous, you've got to go to Port Douglas? Is that right?
Well, Cairns is beautiful in itself as well.
Yeah.
And it is the city hub that feeds the north Queensland region. Because there's a lot of farming areas out there.
So you've got Bundaberg and all of those big districts that sort of feed in to there.
Right.
And Palm Beach, is it?
Palm Beach, there are little beaches all on the way, Palm Cove. Mm. And Coranda, which is beautiful, Coranda Markets.
Right.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's up in the hills.
But Port Douglas has the 4 Mile Beach.
Four Mile Beach is stunning.
And that's what I think makes it such a special place.
So this is going to be one of those beaches where people from all over the world go, oh, my God, this is a beach.
Yeah. The people travel from all around the world to go to Port Douglas to that.
And it's a safe time. There's no jellyfish in May, is there?
No, limited, I believe.
And then
they are up there at the moment.
If you go up to Cape Tribulation and go into some of the little coves there, the water is just, it's pristine and it's warm. It's like a bath.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Just be careful where you swim up in Cape Tribulation.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't want to swim with the crocodiles.
Don't jump in some of those streams.
Not the estuaries, but those little safe coves where they say safe to swim.
You know, just going through this list again, there's a Spiegel tent.
Oh, my God, yes.
There's crocs in frocks.
Yes. You need to take a diverse wardrobe.
There's chocolates.
Cocktails. Yeah, cocktails with chocolate.
I know. And, you know, and
there's fairy floss. There's carnival rides. Oh.
And clearly all of the Melbourne Comedy Festival artists go from Melbourne to Port Douglas to perform.
Yeah, we're a bit cool down here after that.
Anyway.
I think that's what's going on. I think the Kransky sisters will be down here for the Comedy Festival and they'll just pop up to Port Douglas on their way north.
They're actually from North Queensland, the Kransky sisters.
They are, aren't they? Yes, they're local.
They'll be jumping in their little red jalopy and heading up, visiting their friends up there.
Right, so
40-plus virgins.
What I'm getting out of this is Port Douglas has earned its stripes as a carnival town by the sounds of it.
And it certainly has.
You've got burlesque.
It was carnival town before I got there.
And that's another story.
Indeed. One of those nights I was walking home.
It's a long walk, isn't it? Who are some of your burlesque performers that you've got happening in the Spiegel tent?
Stunning, yes. We've got Vamp and Burn playing on The Late Show on Saturday night. So after you've been to Port on the Fork, you can toddle through the park and head to the Spiegel tent and catch the burlesque, the late night burlesque show, which is Vamp and Burn. done to the Desert Blues Chorale Band. So they're playing live and stunning burlesque dancers, Lola the Vamp from Brisbane, yep, and Jacqueline Fury, who is one of the headline acts for the Australian Burlesque Festival this year.
And burlesque has really come a long way here in Australia, I think. I mean, the Spiegel Tent has made all of that possible over the world. It's really amazing what they can, what burlesque has turned into. Mm. It's had a great revival.
Live art.
Mm. Well, one of our guests on the Escape Pod is in the top 50 of the world burlesque performers.
Is that?
Mr. Ruben Kay. That was awarded just the other week, and he was on the front cover of the magazine.
God,
I know.
If you could score him for Carnival, I tell you what.
Carlotta's coming up.
Carlotta?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay, that's a headliner.
Absolutely.
That's a headliner.
Another
there you
headliner.
Go.
Melissa, you're a well-experienced traveller when it comes to getting up to Port Douglas. What do you not leave Melbourne without?
I do not leave Melbourne without my suitcase.
Good.
<that's funny>.
Handy.
I actually pack really light to go up there because it's so warm.
Yep.
Okay.
You don't need too many clothes. You just, buy a sarong when you get up there. And make sure you take your bathers.
That sounds nice.
Yeah.
All of you. But my partner is a bit of a panic traveller. So, we've been at airports where everyone else's suitcases come off but his. And so my attitude is, oh, well, insurance will cover that. Let's just go and buy some new clothes, which I find, I love shopping. Yeah. I'm all up for that. His answer to the solution was, that's it, I'm going home. So, there isn't a little bit of drama on a holiday. You can't call it a holiday. But pack lightly is good, isn't it?
I think
the best
You don't
tip.
Need much up there. Everything's up there. You eat out at night. You have your cocktail.
So you can almost just take cabin luggage.
Take your cabin luggage and build up from there.
Yeah, like there we go. All right, Russ.
Are you the front or the back of the plane?
Wherever I can get.
It's not that long a flight.
It's 3 hours. Yeah.
Is it 3 hours? There
I'm normally, with my daughter, I'm up and down the plane for the 3 hours.
Uh-huh.
And I meet everyone. It's quite funny. You go up the street that evening or the next few days and they all know Taylor. And they say, hey, how are you going?
That's nice. Sweet.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, but we would love to see all the Joy FM listeners up there. To come up and party in Carnival.
And there is a gay community up there, isn't there?
There is a large gay lesbian community up there and they love to come out and party at Carnival.
And there's
a lot of salty dogs up there as well. Okay, they come off the sea and
mermaids.
Come off the boats. There's mermaids. There is a mermaid performing actually in the burlesque show.
I'm just going for the crocs.
Getting their get off. And
yeah, and you don't mean the shoes, do you?
No, I don't. I love the fact that the local football team is called the Crocs.
I do know the beautiful Carlotta's coming up as well to play the Clink Theatre.
Yep.
At the end of Carnival on the 22nd.
So if you missed her for Midsummer, you can catch her at Carnival.
Yeah, and she loves Port Douglas as well. She pops up there most years, yeah.
All right, Russ, it's time for your rant. You're allowed to have it today.
Okay, I don't like ranting, but...
You do.
I do, actually. No, recently, I've had a couple of situations or feedback from customers... Which I kind of do object to within the industry, and two of them have been a couple of women flying together, and because they're a couple, and because their surnames were different,
mm-hmm.
and the flight was overbooked,
mm-hmm.
They weren't allowed to sit next to each other. They they had all of these people with the same surname were allowed to sit together, and so they brought this up to the check-in staff, and they said, no, we're a couple. We want to sit together, and but to no avail. And they said the reply from check-in staff was, look, we're sorry, the flight is full. We're sorry we can't help you. You know, maybe you need to, put more information in the booking to let us know that you're a couple or blah, 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 blah. But I just think in this day and age, come on, airlines, get your act together.
Were the cabin crew able to help out? Because sometimes they can get someone to move.
Fortunately, 3 or 4 hours into the flight, they managed to, switch people around and have them seated together. But, that only this thing does not only happen to the, you know, the GLBTIQ community. It happens to, you know, our lovely straight friends who who are also have partners with different surnames. And I really think in this day and age, I don't like it. Don't like it.
Can I say, was it American Airlines?
It was an American airline.
Yep.
Yep. They don't know how to sit people together.
They're very American airlines. They're very conservative.
It's a long trip.
They are very conservative. But anyway, I felt for these girls because, you know, when you're going on a long holiday overseas together, you want to be able to sit together. The other thing is the old double bed thing. You know, how many times does that come up? I always go into hotels all over the world with partner standing next to me waiting for the, oh, my God, you've booked a double bed. We'll get two singles for you. And, you know, I've come away. And because I have a shy partner, I'm always the one that's got to stand there and go, no.
Oh.
We actually do want a double bed. Thanks very much.
Just be careful of the countries you say that in.
Well, this is my point. Okay, so this is my point because that is fine in theory, but you do, and Joey's quite right, know the law of the country you're going to before you throw your arms up in the air, because there are a number of places in the world where it's still illegal to be a homosexual, and you do need to be careful. And whilst I was doing this research today, I was looking at the least friendly gay and lesbian countries in the world. Might as well pass this information on to the people out there so they don't go there expecting a double bed. Included in those are Russia, India, Latin America, Kenya, Turkey, and Malaysia. So, you know, if you're going to these places, by all means go, but, you know, perhaps think about the double bed thing.
Do some research, because Latin America, that's a bit of a broad swipe. There are certainly countries in, like Chile, where you can find some really terrific gay-friendly and LGBTIQ-friendly accommodation options.
Yeah, I think Latin America got that one because of the because of it's so Catholic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they've got a few other problems at the moment.
They do.
Mosquitoes.
Now, the most friendly in the world, you'll love this, Copenhagen. These are cities now. Sorry, we've switched to cities for the most friendly. Copenhagen, Toronto, Palm Springs, Sitges in Spain, Berlin, and the island of Mykonos. Now, look, the most friendly sounds so gorgeous to me.
Oh, yeah, paradise.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Go to these places. Have a bit of fun, but just know the law. And
and go with Turkish Airlines because you get Turkish delight.
You do. And be careful out there. We want our people to be careful. I've been in travel for 30 years, and my bit of advice to everybody is always don't do anything overseas that you wouldn't do in your own backyard. Then you won't get yourself into trouble.
Melissa, time to go. The hour just goes so quickly. So what have we?
Great time.
What have we forgot to say?
Well, I would. I must let you know that I have never seen a single bed in Port Douglas at all. There's plenty of double beds.
Come on, guys, we're definitely going now. Crossing Fox and double beds.
It's a road trip.
Cocktails, good food, a bucket of prawns, and this event has been fabulously put on by the Douglas Shire Council, Tourism and Events Queensland, and Tourism Port Douglas and Daintree. And we'd also like to thank Brown Brothers and QT for coming on board.
It's pretty good so far. It's Queensland taxes at work.
I love a carnival. So I'm, you know, if I can make it, I'll be there.
Oh, it'll be wonderful to see you there.
I've got sequins and feather boas ready, and I know Joe's got a cupboard full of those.
Well, we certainly will. Yes, perhaps. They're in my millinery area. They're on my hat.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.